This is Ozarks at Large. Yesterday, the Annie E. Casey Foundation released its annual Kids Count Data Book, a comprehensive analysis of child well-being across the nation on indicators including education, health, and economic opportunities. This year's report shows Arkansas improved its overall rank, as we reported yesterday, from 40th to 39th. But Lisa Hamilton, president and chief executive officer for the foundation, says that progress could be disrupted by the coronavirus pandemic. Hamilton spoke with Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth about how the report was compiled and how the pandemic is having an impact on child well-being.
This year's report is based on 2019 data, so it shows how kids were doing immediately before the pandemic. And we saw some encouraging trends that more parents were economically secure and they were able to meet their housing costs. And more teenagers were graduating from high school. So 11 out of the 16 data points that we track were going in the right direction. Despite that, we still had more than 12 million children in this country growing up in poverty, which we know is really damaging to their development. But then the COVID-19 crisis hit, and it threw our lives into disarray in terms of school and employment and health. And so the foundation looked at some additional data from the Census Bureau, where they took surveys of families each month during the pandemic to see how they were doing. And what we learned is that millions of American families are struggling with hunger, with mental health concerns, and a lack of health insurance. And many parents are worried about being able to make their next rent or mortgage payment. So we see that families are in a very fragile and a tenuous position as we try to emerge from the pandemic. And so it's critically important that our policymakers make smart decisions to make sure that our kids and families can get through this crisis and hopefully thrive beyond it. It took us nearly 10 years to see families regain ground after the Great Recession. And so we need to be vigilant if we want to make sure that our families can recover after the pandemic and hopefully do so more quickly.
Right. And one of the major factors that Arkansas saw based on that data was a lack of health insurance. Can you talk a little bit to that trend and what's attributing to that?
Yes, overall, we have seen a bit of a losing ground in terms of health care coverage for families in the country, and Arkansas reflects that. States that haven't yet expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act struggle to make sure that families have health insurance. But we know that as families lost jobs, that put health insurance at risk. But we know that Medicaid expansion is one of the ways that families can continue to gain that ground and make sure that children have access to the Children's Health Insurance Program, which provides health insurance coverage for millions of kids in this country. Health insurance is critical, as we have seen over the last year, and we want to make sure kids have any developmental issues diagnosed early, that they can have any chronic conditions addressed, like asthma, so that they can consistently attend school. Nothing's more important than the health and well-being of our kids and making sure that they can be successful.
Right. And if you could, you know, can you tell me what needs to be done? What do policymakers across the country need to look at in order to make progress on these issues and to combat the possible long-term effects from the pandemic?
Yes, policymakers have made some smart moves so far through the CARES Act and the American Rescue Plan, which are providing help to families to meet, pay their rent and keep utilities on and help them meet their basic needs. One of the most important provisions in the American Rescue Plan is the expansion of the child tax credit, which is providing up to $300 a month to families to help them cover the costs of raising their children. This is a game-changing provision because it's going to lift more than 4 million kids above the poverty line. But unfortunately, this tax credit was only expanded for 1 year. And so we hope that Congress will make this expansion permanent because it is really going to be a critical tool to help families get through this crisis and to get beyond it. So the good news is that we have some important programs that can help us weather this storm, but we've got to make sure families have the help they need as this recovery unfolds. It took, you know, almost 10 years for families to regain ground after the Great Recession, and we want them to recover more quickly after the pandemic, but it's going to take a little time.
Right. And on another front, you know, the pandemic sort of exposed a lot of inequalities among kids from different backgrounds and races. Can you talk a little bit about what the data is showing for Black and brown kids in Arkansas and across the country and how they've been affected by the pandemic?
Yes, we have seen throughout the time we've done the Kids Count data book persistent inequities along racial and ethnic lines, and break out the data so that policymakers can follow that. The good news is that programs like the Child Tax Credit help us address those inequities. While, you know, more than 90% of American families are going to get relief through this program, it'll help more than half of Black children in poverty, half of Latino kids in poverty, and nearly 6 in 10 Native American children. There are policies that can help us address the disparities that we see across the country.
And then just looking ahead, you know, in the next couple of years, what do you expect trends to show maybe throughout 2021 and into the next couple of years?
Well, we certainly hope that the data will show that these policy decisions are helping families get through this crisis. We've already seen in the last couple of months as relief is starting to trickle down to individual households that it's working and that families are doing what they can to meet their basic needs. So we hope that over time, not only will we see families become more economically stable, but that all of the data that we follow shows that kids have, you know, their health outcomes are improving and they've got insurance, that they are doing well in school, and that they have been able to rebound from the challenges of virtual education, and that communities are, you know, safer and more stable places for kids to grow up.
Right. And then is there anything else you think people need to know about this year's Kids Count data and then about what the foundation is doing?
Well, we know that America won't recover until our families recover, and we are so encouraged at some of the early legislation that providing resources to help families weather this storm. But we need to make sure that programs like the Child Tax Credit are made permanent so that in the future, more of our children can be successful and thrive beyond this situation. So our elected leaders have great power to invest in kids and families, and we hope that they'll continue to do so they can regain ground that they have lost during the pandemic.
That was Lisa Hamilton, President and CEO of the Annie E. Casey Foundation, talking with Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth.